This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A lawyer for the whistleblower who made public President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a tweet, attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's bid to get Ukraine to investigate one of his chief 2020 Democratic political rivals, that's former Vice President Joe Biden, saying the request did not amount to an impeachable offense. One of Mr. Trump's top aides, Kellyanne Conway, told CNN nothing would lead to a high crime or misdemeanor. She was referring to the standard for impeaching a U.S. president days after the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives approved proceedings for the impeachment inquiry, targeting Mr. Trump over his actions related to Ukraine. The Washington Post reported Sunday that smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the wall President Trump is required to be built along the U.S.-Mexico border to keep migrants and drugs out of the country. The Post quoted border agents as saying gangs have repeatedly made holes in the wall using a reciprocating saw, a tool that sells for as little as $100. The Post said that the holes created are wide enough for migrants and smugglers to enter. The president told reporters he's